Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
We are going back to Eden. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, paws, claws, and hoofs to the Back to Eden Wellness Show with your hosts, Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark. So glad to have you with us today. We have such great stuff lined up for you. We've got some testimonies here in the first half of the show, but we have instituted for you, you know, we're telling everybody about food and about how powerful it is to feed your pets, organic, raw whenever necessary, ancestral diets, and making sure that you have a pure food source. And then we're encouraging everyone to learn to source their own food. Get into food co-ops with those of like minds who want to give their pets and their families the very best. You can all decide to purchase an organic steer for meat. And we introduced the amazing vertical growing system that you can have literally in your kitchen or in your lanai. It's super easy. It's like a plug and play home system that literally gives you, I guess, four to six harvests, you know, per year versus the regular season. And so we're trying to make it really easy for you. But now what we're going to be incorporating is an actual segment of the show called Food Independence, Back to Eden Food Independence segment, where we're going to bring in the experts so that you have the down and dirty information on how to really do it. And every week we're going to have this segment to support your efforts to give your pets the very best food, and you'll know exactly what's going into it because you'll be in charge of it. And we're going to make it as easy as possible. So we're going to be having the famous Country Joe. For those of you who are familiar with Country Joe and his turkey and chicken farm, he has been doing this for a quarter of a century. He's an expert, and he's got some great tips and great information on poultry farming, organic poultry farming. And then we're going to be having our tower garden specialists every week to give you the tower tips that you need to save tons of money on your food, first of all, and to get the highest quality. Dr. Mark, a lot of people don't realize that the produce we get at the grocery store that's organic and the eggs that we get, I was just talking to Country Joe about this, are minimum 3 weeks old.
Wow. It's true. And this scenario of we love to grow your own, folks, and we came across a group just at a convention recently for professionals called the Nebraska Food Cooperative. They're, when the farmers markets are closed, they're year-round as far as supporting the food from around Nebraska, different pickup points. So it's a co-op. It's brilliant. And we are looking at getting the freshest food we can into our systems. And that makes a difference for the vibrational component, but also just the whole wellness element of keeping your body on all 12 cylinders. So it's about the freshest food possible. And you know, we're always looking for those great sources. So plug into your local areas, too, that are doing food co-ops and so forth to get the freshest food possible.
Well, you know, that's one of the benefits of buying local. You're supporting your local economy, and you can know exactly what's happening to that food. You can visit the farm if you want to, and you can even support them with heirloom seeds, which are the non-GMO seeds. And, of course, we're talking about local organic livestock farms if you're not able to have your own. But Country Joe is going to tell us about some folks living in downtown Chicago who are raising their own poultry. So a lot of us think that there aren't ways to do things, and there are, and we're going to make it as easy as possible. But we're definitely everyone needs to do research, go on Google, find out what's going on locally. If you've got co-ops, Co-ops are such a powerful solution to offering food alternatives to everyone that wants to get healthy nutrition. So you figure after 3 weeks, the food that you're getting at the supermarket, fresh produce, fresh eggs, are 3 weeks old. That means they've decreased in nutritional value by around 70% as a general rule. And so basically you're not getting the full benefit of what you're paying for, especially everyone's like, oh, organic should be cheaper because you don't do anything to it. Well, exactly. But what you do have to do is do all of this compliance, incredible amounts of bookkeeping. It requires full-time staff just to keep up with the organic certification. That's why organic ends up being more expensive. It actually costs more for them to not do all of that horrible stuff to the food. So how much easier is it for you and low cost to not have all that compliance and just be able to throw some organic stuff up, learn all the tricks of the trade, and be able to have food that has 100% nutrition when you pick it? 100%. No pesticides, no herbicides. You know exactly what's going into that food. You will have full confidence that your animals and your family will be getting the very best. And people don't realize that the nutritional edge with super healthy foods can make a world of difference as to the health. You were talking about vibration, Dr. Mark, and basically the biochemical benefits of healthy food. But really, this goes back to the original patterns, doesn't it?
It sure does, Gigi. And you know, our creator gave us the design for foods. We have those minerals and amino acids and so forth, and we need the proper balance of fats and sugars and enzymes and coenzymes and vitamins. But as we've talked about on other shows, the diminished content just due to the food shipment process and then the growing process with the mineral depletion in our soils compounded with the maybe improper imbalance of soil minerals just to start the growing process really culminates in a significant scenario and challenge that we all have at the dinner table, which is, can we get the proper nutrition that we need to, that's really Garden of Eden special, that has the original intent and design, but we need the minerals for our spark plugs in the body, for our energy, and for those people that are having challenges with energy or chronic fatigue, those type of things. You know, we have to go back to our food sources and really look at what we're putting in, not only in the snacks, but also at the basic meals. And so there are strategic ways, several diets out there that are positive in terms of easy to incorporate that make a difference for your system and your family. But it's all about being smarter, and we're absolutely all about getting the best food to you and those choices that we all have to make, Gigi.
Well, what's really cool is when you start a tower garden, which again, it's like plug and play, no weeding, no tilling, you're not getting your fingernails dirty, you're going to eat more fruits and vegetables because there's a joy in it. This is one of our basic primal created purposes. To garden, to produce our own food, to dress the Garden of Eden and keep it. That was the first directive from Creator. And you'll be amazed at what happens to your whole beingness, literally your whole life, when you begin to tend your own garden. It is a spiritual principle as well. Your pets, right now, there is an assault on pets through the food, the established pet food oligarchy or whatever, because everybody is sourcing their stuff from China. Literally, our own government here in the United States is ready to approve, the FDA is ready to approve our poultry that's grown here in the U.S. to be shipped to China for processing and then to be shipped back processed. No, thank you. And the only reason is I love the Chinese people. I love acupuncture. I love traditional Chinese medicine. However, they do not have the same EPA safeguards that we have in this country. They do not have regulations, especially concerning pet food, as to what is acceptable growing conditions, what are acceptable raw food sources, and what are acceptable manufacturing facilities. And I'm not saying, I mean, China has amazing manufacturing facilities. What I'm saying is they don't have the regulations in place. So you don't know if it's coming from one of the really awesome manufacturing plants that follows because they're great, just great standards, or what's happening with it. You have no way of knowing. There's no paper trail. And so under those circumstances, in light of what's happened in the past with the pet deaths and the infant formula issues, the toys saturated with date rape drugs and lead and mercury, all the things that have happened because of lack of oversight and regulation, it's like a Russian roulette. Do you really want to play that game with your pet's health? No way. No way. Not when it can be so easy to give them really awesome foods locally, going to your farmers markets. We feature great pet foods on our site. And what I always tell everybody, when in doubt, go to Whole Foods, get the organic meat, and whenever you can, give it to them raw. Put a little garlic on it. You're concerned by parasites, but the quality of the organic meat at Whole Foods Market is really high quality. Or a great local butcher that has local organic meat. Get that high quality meat. The cuts that you and your family don't want can easily be grinded up, given to the dog, some raw egg yolks. You'll be amazed when you supplement their kibble with raw, what's going to happen in their health. But Dr. Mark, we need to take a break. We're having so much fun talking about this, one of my favorite subjects. So ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with some testimonies on some amazing technologies for your pets right after this message. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org. Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org.
Hey pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people. Here with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. And we just had a passionate conversation about how food is healthy, organic, instantly picked, instantly harvested food is the best health regenerator that our Creator gave us. He gave us a whole pharmacy of wealth in the food we eat. And as Hippocrates, the founder, it was purportedly, of Western medicine, said, this is a direct quote, "Let food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." So, hey, he knew what he was talking about, too. So, Dr. Mark, I want to go next to some of the amazing sessions that you offer for pets and people. We had a wonderful time last time with your client with the calf story, the baby calf that was not going to make it. And you did a session on that calf, and he's running around doing great now. And then the show previous, we had Avi, the cat, on, the beautiful kitty rescue, who had all sorts of really horrible problems, including clumps of fur coming out, and then behavior issues, emotional issues. Avi had emotional issues that a lot of rescues do. I mean, imagine being tortured. You can't get away, and you can't cry for help. That's what it's like for an animal that's being abused. So because I know that animals have souls, they can dial 911 and rescue their owners. Hey, go read it in Reader's Digest. It's true. They do amazing, amazing things. They're amazing beings. And the first two blessings in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, are on animals. Actually, I think it's the first three. And the first typology of the sacrifice of Messiah was animal skins. And we know if it followed the typology, which all of creators, shadow pictures always do, they always follow true all the way through. We know that those animals offer themselves willingly as a free will offering for the sake of our covering. Let me tell you, I can take you. I was shown one day when I was very disturbed by an abuse situation. The secret, the mystery of animals that are hidden in the scripture, it's not overt, but I had a really wonderful study, and I would love to share that with anyone that's interested about the biblical perspective on animals that is kind of hidden. But Dr. Mark Avi had a wonderful outcome. She's now not attacking people. She is now very happy to play. She wasn't playing. She was just lying around and kind of clinging to mom. And now she's a regular, healthy, happy cat. And these are wonderful stories that you can find on Dr. Mark's website, which is joymode, M-O-D, as in delicious, e-living.com. And, of course, our radio show, the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People, is on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And so you can get joymodeliving.com, and you can read Avi's story up there and learn more about the work that Dr. Mark does, but I got a blessing. We had some needs here in our home, Dr. Mark, and you were able to give us some remote sessions, weren't you?
It's amazing that the technology, the life system, works the way it does. But it's really a stress assessment, if you will. And so, very simply, sending the gentle signatures to a person, to a pet, can enliven, enrich, and certainly de-stress, in a sense, if you will. Some of those challenges that can be emotional, certainly for animals and people too, but certainly the repair of the breach, if you will, can happen energetically and very quickly. And you have an exciting story, Gigi. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I do. A lot of people don't know, if they haven't heard all my shows, that I was born with two very rare genetic conditions that in combination is even more rare. Then I had a lot of injuries and malpractice events, very significant toxic and biological exposures. And because of the Back to Eden approach, I'm here with you today against all odds. However, because of these physiological and genetic challenges that I have, I deal with a lot of things that most people don't deal with. But, you know, my quality of life is so far above that of those who do have the diagnosis that I was given. And so I'm very, very thankful that I was able to, after 30 plus years of doing research and working with great practitioners like you, Dr. Mark, I was able to find a quality of life that really exceeds anything that any medical doctor has ever seen. And when they see my chart, they absolutely freak out and can't even believe I'm alive. But so I have issues that come up from time to time. And I had one of my rescues here, a little rat girl who had been poisoned. And she was not doing well. And I called Dr. Mark and I said, you know, I know this sounds crazy, Dr. Mark, but all of my rescues, I love this, you know, love the same. These are throwaway animals that have been through hell. And she had been through hell. She had been through this poisoning event and previous to that was abused by an owner. And so I called Dr. Mark. I said, would you treat this rat? I mean, would you do it? What did you say, Dr. Mark?
Well, I'll tell you what, there are emotional challenges that can affect the animals and even toxic exposures. And so when those type of themes come up on the life system, it scans about 7,000 different items. And I was like, oh, no, you know, when we see really the severity of challenges sometimes that are evident just, you know, with a particular animal in the home or a loved one's pet or animal. It can be like, oh boy, here we go. Sometimes you have to be thankful, even if it's a last stretch or last hope or a possibility, be thankful for a long life that you've had, maybe of a beautiful creature at home. You'd never know when the exit strategy is going to happen. for any of us, really. But at the same time, can we offer up a possibility of hope? Absolutely. Hope is a four-letter word also, and I'm all over it as far as what's possible and the potential, right, for not only humans but for also animals. And that's the exciting thing, is that when it seems like you're at the very edge, or you're at the very end of the story, perhaps, is it really the end, or can we make a turn for the positive? Is certainly my intention in the world of biofeedback. But Gigi, please tell us more.
So little rat girl, Dr. Mark was like, sure, I'll treat her. And she had gotten this poisonous exposure. I won't go into the details. It was obviously someone with ill will that wanted to bring harm into our little world. And nevertheless, she had developed immediately after that exposure. She had developed two large tumors. We were doing everything we could on this end. But, you know, it was, I don't know what was given to her. It was really kind of a miracle that she even lived through the poisoning. But so I called Dr. Mark. I was like, she's suffering, you know, and he worked on her. And here's the craziest thing of all to me, is that the number one issue for her that came up was an emotional issue. And it involved, what were the words you told me? Dark figure, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, it had to do with an evil figure. If there was somebody, yeah, and interesting.
And so here's a rat, which, by the way, if you go on YouTube, you can watch a video on how rats laugh when they're tickled, but that it's at a very high frequency, and this guy recorded it, and it's giggling. It's just like any other giggling. Rats actually are smarter than dogs, I mean, IQ-wise. These animals are very, very intelligent, and some people consider them pests, and wild rats are carriers of disease. You know, you have to be careful. But these are, they're actually very, very brilliant little animals, and they have hands with prehensile thumbs. You know, they are able to grasp with their thumbs. They're amazing little creatures. Anyway, she was obviously traumatized by what had happened to her with this person doing that poisoning to her. As crazy as this may sound, ladies and gentlemen, what can I tell you? This is the advanced technologies that we're working with. Every thought and emotion is an electromagnetic broadcast. Whether it's from a rat, a person, a dog, a cat, we are energy beings. And I just watched an amazing Bill Moyer public broadcasting documentary on healing and the mind. And he took a trip to China with a medical doctor. Brilliant, brilliant. I recommend it to anyone. Basically, this medical doctor has come to the conclusion, you know, that we are energy beings from his years of studying in China with other doctors and observing the outcomes of hundreds and hundreds of patient cases. And so basically, this little rat, when that happened to her, it traumatized her. She knew what had happened to her. She knew it was connected to that figure, and it was hurting her heart. So Dr. Mark did the treatment on her, and I'm going to tell you, she got up, she ate, she drank, she walked around her little cage. It was really beautiful. I saw it with my own eyes. So that's my story about Ratatouille. And she did eventually go home, and we are very, very grateful that her suffering is over. But what I'm even more grateful for is that Dr. Mark was able to give her a quality of life with this technology, with these remote sessions, that I don't think she could have had without it. And that made that time so much more bearable and so much more pleasant for her, for me, for everyone involved. I really couldn't say enough about it. So then Dr. Mark, then I had some issues around my situations, and I called you for help again, and you worked on me. Now, you use the same technology, Dr. Mark, on the pets and the people?
The life system is unique in that if it's a person or an animal or a pet, for example, simply, you know, selecting either or when you put the information in, such as even animals have an address, right, and a birth date, and a picture is fine too. But for example, it's almost like a positioning system, if you will, almost like a GPS, in that with the information, address, birth date, we can simply run the stress assessment and see really what comes up. And I'm a fan of working with the emotions as well, and the life system is brilliant. Chris Kieser, the inventor, he's out of New York, simply put in a capability to test the, you know, top 10 emotions, if you will, and top 10 conflicts that we could be having in our life that could, you know, range from relationships to work to, you know, events in the past. And then simply by discovering what those top 10 are, you know, some are positive, some are maybe more challenging or the negative side of life, right, from just the abuses and different things we've all experienced, let's say. But we can turn that around and send those signatures back to the person. And there's kind of like an aha that happens in your body field, in your person, that allows you to kind of wake up and smile, or at least kind of, you know, give that smirk from across the room, like, hey, things are about to turn around and shift. And so that's what I like to see and hear the story. But usually immediately following, there is a normalization of an imbalance of energy. And that's what's really cool, Gigi.
Well, you know, I think part of it was when I called you, was the grief from Ratatouille's whole situation, because I felt, you know, responsible. I had different issues around that. So the emotions came up. Mark, you know, the session, the technology beamed me remotely. But to me, I get it. I've been working with Scalar Energy and a lot of these technologies for many years. And so I know its efficacy. I've seen it so many times over again. So, but I was having some real serious physical manifestations related to some very serious physiological conditions that I was born with. And not only did I have like a pervasive sense of peace come over me and just kind of relief, like layers were taken off, weights were taken off. I felt it in my whole body, but also the swelling, physically, visibly went down. I felt a lot better. I mean, I couldn't even describe all of the areas of benefit really that I did notice. And it was a tremendous thing. And I had never tried it before. And so for me, it was another exciting journey into the world of energy wellness. So for your pets, for your family members, this is the frontier that Captain Kirk was talking about, the final frontier. This is the new frontier of wellness. And actually, that's what the NIH, the National Institute of Health, is calling it, frontier medicine. They're kind of lumping them all together. They have CAM. They have all different subdivisions of it. But they're calling it frontier medicine because the National Institute of Health actually believes this represents the future of wellness, just like we do. So we're not so wackadoo, are we, Dr. Mark? We're actually on the cutting edge, at the forefront, really, of what the NIH, the National Institute of Health, is already acknowledging.
Absolutely, Gigi. And one of the books that really perked my interest way back, even when I was, before I believe I entered chiropractic school even, was a book called Vibrational Medicine, which I'm sure you've heard of, by Richard Gerber. And it was neat that it was written by an MD, but at the same time, really exploring the collage of what's possible, from the imbalances of our body field to talking about the meridians inside of our system and how really we're wired energetically. And, you know, God has a purpose for our life, but he also has a normal to, you know, what our organs should be working at and vibrating at, and even in the proper positioning, let alone our spine, but also our organs. And so when you look at this symphony of musical notes, did you know we have a rainbow built in? We literally have every organ goes with a different musical note, Gigi. And when I saw that chart, I was absolutely like, wow. Fearfully and Wonderfully Made took on a whole new meaning for me that day. But ever since, I've been very aware of that. And then it's basically about how to just get that musical note of whatever organ right back into the proper resonance. And so if we have a disconnect or a short circuit and somewhere in the, maybe in the spine or in a particular organ, can that be simply and safely shifted back into a better harmonious resonance, if you will, vibration? So it's back to, you know, if you say normal function, that's frontier medicine, folks, non-invasive energy signatures, frequencies, and really restoring that Garden of Eden potential.
Woohoo! So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a really quick break, but this is the frontier of wellness for you and your pets. So join us after the break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. And we're really excited today. We were just talking about the amazing remote sessions that Dr. Mark does for people and pets. And if you missed our show on the calf that was born with some very serious situations that Dr. Mark did a session on and the miracles that happened there, and also on Abby the cat, you can go to Dr. Mark's website, joymodeliving.com. That's mode, M-O-D as in delicious, E. The mode of joy is the way back to Eden. Absolutely. It's not a yellow brick road. It's joy mode road.
Absolute. And folks, you can hear more stories as we go on, because it's wonderful that Gigi, you've had some amazing results with the life system. And just to get that energy back, feel the hope, because sometimes days can be a little dark or really pitch black depending on your scenarios in life, and everything's happening at once. It's an overwhelm that we're all familiar with, but it's not our best day. It's not our best case scenario. And so when we can get that joy back in life is really the element. We're talking about foods today and how the positive impact of mineral-rich foods that are wholesome to the body that we can get really pretty much off the vine would be our best case scenario. But we have some exciting information for the rest of the show and exciting guests coming up.
Because having healthy food, a lot of people, first of all, I would like to dispel this myth that eating healthy is expensive. Absolutely not. It's the concept that it makes it seem expensive. Well, you say, well, organic's more expensive. Yeah. But if you simplify, once your body starts getting nutritional foods, first of all, you stop craving the stuff that's even more expensive than organic, and that is junk food. And then that stuff ends up being super expensive when you go to the doctor. So you can't even put a price as far as comparing those prices. But even so, I have developed recipes, and there's great recipes. We have Dr. Becker's book on the Back to Eden .us website for pets, that she gives you all these recipes for healthy dog and cat and all kinds of pet dinners and stuff like that. You know, you can really have fun with it. And while you're preparing your own dinner, it's so easy to just include the preparation for the pets. It's really not that big of a deal. You don't have to, people think that doing this health thing and this organic thing and feeding your pets healthy is this big ordeal. It doesn't have to be. When I was walking through a lot of my health journeys and rescuing journeys and was a single mom of three children, I didn't always have all the resources that I wanted to give my rescues or my children everything that we need, that I felt that we needed. But then I re-educated my mind and I found creative ways. And what I ended up doing was giving them better tasting food with better nutritional value that was actually easier to make. If you believe it or not, I've got such great recipes that you literally, one of them you make, I have these great soup recipes for the winter, bean soups, chicken soups, beef bone soups that are so easy. You put it in the crock pot and then literally you have food, the most delicious food for 3 days. And not only that, you can change the flavors so that one day it might start out as Italian and it might end up as a sopa. You can do this with just some creative adding in stuff and to make sure you get your raw with your cooked. And the same thing for pets. You know, pets actually like garlic powder and onion powder on their food. I'm speaking specifically about dogs. In this regard, they love it and it's so good for them and it will reduce fleas. And that's kind of a win-win all the way around. They get more flavor. They like flavor. That's why they're begging at the table. They're smelling all of these herbs and exotic flavors. And actually, a lot of them are very good for them. But it's important to know which ones they can eat and which ones they can't. And so that's why it's good to get a book by like Dr. Becker. And you can get it on Amazon used for just a couple of dollars right off of our website. Super easy. We've got lots of other great books about feeding your pets healthy food and how easy it is. And now in our next segment, we're going to show you that really it is easy to grow your own food for your pets. I mean, I'm talking to show dog owners right now. Don't you tell me that you need something easy. You guys are masters at multitasking. This is so easy. It'll fit right into your routine without any bumps in the road. It'll just slide right in and be a wonderful thing that's going to really bring deep satisfaction, especially when you start seeing the benefits showing up in their coat, in the brightness of their eyes, in their moods, especially your pure breeds can have a lot of issues that can be, you know, very intense. That they have acquired, excuse me for that phone call, everyone, that they've acquired through their breeding, that they can have a lot better quality of life with these foods, and you're going to be able to provide it for them. And how satisfying is that going to be to really have that at home? It's a family activity that the children will love if you have children. And it kind of brings everybody together for everyone's highest good. And it ends up being, if I dare say, even a spiritual kind of event, Dr. Mark, do you think?
Absolutely, it does. And that the spiritual component, as we all know, encompasses everything that we do. It really does. Because, hey, love is our the highest frequency. And if it says God is love, I'm all over it. I believe it, and I receive it. So the whole element of our food is really a spiritual component. And the thing that we do is just, you know, say a quick thank you note over the food and bless it. What is a blessing? I mean, it's a giving of thanks. You know who to give thanks to, and it I think it raises the vibration of the food. I really do. So there is a spiritual component for absolutely everything we're doing in life, and including this vital subject of food and organic and living our best life now.
Well, and that's what it's all about here. So after the break, we're going to bring in Country Joe, world famous organic poultry farmer, who's going to give you hands-on practical answers and a lot of interesting facts. He is a wealth of information. And so stay tuned right after the break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for People and Pets with your co-host, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon, and our special guest, Country Joe, the amazing expert on organic poultry farming, who really is a legend in our country and has some amazing facts and information to bring you into the world of possibilities for food independence. This is our food independence segment, and we're featuring Country Joe here every week. So you can tune in every week, and every week you're going to learn valuable information on producing awesome food for your pets and for your family. Country Joe, welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's fun to be here. And we're going to talk about raising your own organic chickens, I guess.
Oh, but absolutely. But we're also going to talk about your amazing chickens and poultry and turkey that you have for purchase, that if anyone wants to get a head start and get the best poultry ever, they can get it from you if you're in the Florida area. And so we'll go into that too, Country Joe. We want to make sure that people can get stuff today that's really awesome for them. But we're coming up on a season, a holiday season, where little chicks and bunny rabbits kind of figure into the picture real big. And when we were having a conversation the other day, you filled me in on some information I think our listening audience really would value hearing. Can you please tell everybody that story you brought up to me, Country
Joe? Sure. This is a time of year when, you know, it's Easter's coming and, you know, the springtime deal. And usually all of your grain stores, hardware store, a lot of hardware stores, they have big tubs of little baby day-old chicks, you know, for farmers and people that want to raise chickens. And what happens, and it happens every year, is people will buy these little chicks because they're cute and they look like toys and kids just go crazy over them. And they're relatively inexpensive, so they buy three or four or five or whatever in a little bag of food and they bring them home and they've got no idea how to raise these things or what they need or anything. And dad or ma just thinks, well, they're not that expensive, keep the kids happy. And what usually ends up happening is they die within a short period of time because baby chicks have to be in almost 100-degree temperature for weeks, you know, and that's just the way it is. They have to have a heated brooder, you know, and so people buy these things and they put them in a cardboard box with a screen on top and put in the food and the water, and the next day the chicks start dying, or if they're not all dead. And I get people that'll call me and say, Joe, we bought six of these little chicks the other day and they're all dead. And I said, well, what are you doing? Well, we put them in a box on the back porch. And I said, no light, no heat? No, why? And he says, well, they have to be in the, like, 99-degree weather, you know? Oh, I didn't know that, you know? And I think, oh, God, you know, this is not right for the chicks. It's not right for the kids. You know, the kids are crying. You know, our chickens are dead. You know, what happened? Blah, blah. And the whole thing. And just in general, they're not toys. They're not, you know, easy pets. And, you know, people who don't know anything, you know, you should learn, do your homework before you buy these. It's all fun and good, you know, if you have a place for them and a plan. But what usually ends up happening is a week or two after Easter, the ones that do live, you know, when they lose their cuteness and they start sprouting feathers, they're not so cute. you know, I get a call, Joe, you got to get rid of these things. My God, they're stinking. Will you take them? And I wind up with a dozen or two chickens every year. It happens every year. They call me, and it's always different people. I mean, the people that do it once, they learn, and then they don't call me back. But it's just cruel for the chickens, and people think that they're just birds and they eat, and you know that's the way it's going to be. And, you know, that's just not the right way to go about it. So I'd just like to warn everybody, you know, don't do this. You know, it's just not a good thing.
The kids get so traumatized.
Yeah.
I mean, when my children's hamster died, I mean, they were in a depression for a week. They were, like, moping around.
Yeah.
It was very traumatic. Yes, it's an important part of life. But is it an important part of life to show them poor stewardship of these beautiful living creatures given to us by our Creator for our benefit? No, we want to show them good animal husbandry, good stewardship of animals. So just buying, you know, the whole pet industry, I really have a lot of issues with. If people knew the statistics, by the time a pet gets to the pet store, they are one of about 25% that make it, as far as if you're starting from the day that it starts to the day it gets to the pet store. Most of those animals don't make it that are shipped into the country. Most of them don't make it at the puppy mills and the kitten mills. I mean, the pet industry has a very dark underside that a lot of people don't know about. They go to the pet store and they're like, oh, look at the cute little puppy. But you don't understand what's behind that and how many puppies had to die for that one puppy to be sitting there in that booth. So I'm really grateful, Country Joe, that you brought this story up. Everyone needs to be aware there's better ways to have celebrations with the kids. And if you really do want to do it, you want them to invest it. We just had a last week a lady whose children are in 4-H, and they raise their calves, and it's such a great program for the kids. 4-H, you want to give your children both character building, responsibility, learning, science, husbandry. 4-H is a great way, and you can be invested in that with them. It can be a family project, and then you can get a couple chickens, you can get a couple bunnies, have some champion rabbits, really turn it into a wonderful family event, rather than this other story that Country Joe just talked to us about. Thank you so much for sharing that, Country Joe. Now, let's talk about really kind of what it takes to be a poultry farmer. How did you first get into this, Country Joe?
Just like everybody else, I moved out here in the country a long, long time ago, and I learned early on the eggs that you buy in the store can be as old as 40 days old, you know, and we're going, ooh. Even if they're organic, they're still, you know, by the time they get from the farm to the warehouse, to the, you know, the distribution centers and into the stores, they're old. And, you know, I thought out here, so I had a barn out here, and I started out with a couple dozen chickens. I thought, well, I'll raise my own eggs. And so I went to people that, you know, where I bought my chickens, and they told me how to do it and the whole thing, and I did. I had good success, only I bought chickens that were a little older. I didn't buy day-old chicks when I first started, so I was already ahead of the game. So I built my big pen and the whole thing, and lo and behold, you know, come, you know, 22 weeks, 24 weeks, my chickens started laying eggs. I got all excited, you know. I thought, wow, this is fun. So, two dozen chickens laying roughly an egg a day, you know, in that area. I had extra eggs. Next thing you know, relatives are getting eggs, and everybody's asking me for eggs, so I'm adding on more chickens now. And now I'm well into the, you know, at sometimes I got 1,500 chickens here.
Wow.
So it's a hobby that gets out of hand if you really get into it. I mean, you know, some people collect coins or boats or, you know, I don't do that. I do chickens. So, you know, and you can never have too many chickens. That's what I always say.
Well, you told us you've got these very exotic Belgian chickens, and also I want to hear about those.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're called Silver Dorkings. And these chickens have a long, long history. A lot of chickens are almost extinct or have gone extinct. And these are really, you know, they're on the threat and critical list because a lot of people just don't raise them and they just die out and the whole thing. So, well, these chickens came to being, they were in Belgium. I don't know the exact date when they were first bred or whatever, but Julius Caesar, there's a history of Julius Caesar back in 54 B.C., was over in Belgium, brought these chickens back I guess, to Rome and loved, you know, the chickens. And they were a dual-purpose chicken at the time. A lot of chickens, like you're laying chickens today, are just good for eggs. If you try to eat them, they're a little on the tough side. So you, a dual-purpose chicken you can eat and get eggs out of. And he has always said, and a lot of the English people, because these were big in England, that this chicken tastes like no other chicken. It tastes very, very different, very good, very exotic. So, you know, after being in the chicken game a while, I thought, well, I'm going to do this. And these chickens are really hard to get. You can only get a few of them. I only got 24, and I wanted more, but I couldn't get them, and I can't get any more until June, maybe. And I've got these in the brooder, day old. So I'm going to try to raise these up and, you know, get and see where we go with these. But I do like my exotic chickens. You know, my I call them rare chickens. There's some that are very on a critical list, like Golden Campines. Julius Caesar brought those back from Belgium way back in, you know, 54, you know, B.C., and the whole thing. And, I mean, these are on a critical list. Some of these chickens, there's less than 500 in the world, you know. And
wow, but the great thing about them, though, excuse me for interrupting,
yeah.
Country Joe, I just want to emphasize this for our listeners, is that these are ancient lines of chickens that have not been genetically modified.
That's exactly true. And your meat chicken today are GMO, you know.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I mean, you know, I raise meat chickens here, the commercial meat chickens, and I raise them organic, but they're still an altered chicken. They're a cross between a Cornish and a Leghorn. And, you know, then they do some other genetics. So I buy them as day-old chicks. And they've been so GMO that they can't even reproduce on their own because they get so big so quick. I mean, they get to market weight in 8 weeks. In 8 or 9 weeks, these chickens are 4.5, 5 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, at 12 weeks, if you don't butcher them by 12 weeks, they start dying of heart attacks because they get so overweight. So, I mean, you know, this is, you know, I'm trying to get away from that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to go back to way back to the beginnings, you know, where chickens were bred for eating and making eggs. And that's my whole goal here, you know, that I've done everything. But it's just a fun process. I enjoy it, and there's just something new.
What was this other chicken you were talking about when I interrupted you? I'm sorry, Country Joe, the one that Caesar also brought?
A Golden Campine. That's just another one. I mean, I could go down the list of rare chickens that are so rare that, you know, it's just some of them are less than 500 and, you know, going, you know, they're just my God, there's so many different breeds of chickens that we could go on that.
Let me ask you this. How can, because I know a lot of the people that I work with, they don't want the GMO chicken lines. Mm-hmm. They want the original chicken lines. I mean, are you thinking of maybe raising these rare lines and having them available for purchase?
Yeah, that's going to be my goal within the next year is to raise them up. And like I say, I have all my hatchers and brooders, commercial hatchers and brooders and the whole thing. And I'm going to raise these up. And like I say, I'm state licensed, so I have my own processing slaughterhouse, I guess that's what you'd call it, right here on my farm. So I do all my own packaging, my own thing. And so I know I can, you know, like I say, I do these things from the day that they're hatched to the day that you put them in your oven. I can tell you the whole history of my birds, from turkeys to quail to everything, because that's just what I do. And, you know, that's my thing.
And I really don't know of very many situations where anyone could have that kind of assurance in quality. Talk about quality control, because even some of the best organic farmers send their animals out to be slaughtered at slaughterhouses that also slaughter other things.
Yeah, and it's
you
true.
Just
and,
don't
yeah.
know.
And the other nice thing that I've done is, because like I say, just one thing leads to another, is I built a building and I raise my own feed. I'm trying to go 100% on this, and it's called fodder, where a lot of people, you've heard of fodder, where you take barley seed and you put it in these long pans, and it's a controlled temperature room, and it's only fed water and well water, and that's what I use. Every 4 to 6 hours, it gets a spray of water, and after 7 or 8 days, it grows like grass. It's probably 8 inches, 9 inches tall, and you roll it up like a rug because the roots intertwine, and it looks just like a rug. And I feed my chickens this, so I know what my chickens are eating because I grow it. And I buy my seed. It's organic seed, certified organic seed. It comes out of North Dakota. There's a big farm up there that, and I deal with just these farmers up there, and they sell this stuff commercially. So I grow my own, and I'm starting to do blends now of fodder, using buckwheat and other grains, sunflower. Sunflower is very, very high protein, and that's what you want. And so I do blends. I'm constantly experimenting with different blends to get my proteins up. And I have them checked by different labs, to see what my proteins are and whatnot. So, pretty much I want to eat clean. People do, my big saying I tell everybody today, we eat food-like products. We don't eat food.
Right. Well, that's what we aim to change. Please tell everyone how they can get a hold of some of your amazing poultry for their animals right now, Country Joe.
Well, if you're in Florida, you can give me a call. I'm in Central Florida on the coast, just south of Daytona. It's called Edgewater, Florida. And my phone number is area code 386-345-0958. And that's my phone number. Or you can go on my Facebook page. It's called CalCreekFarms.com. And I've got a picture, a little picture show, that I've been putting on there. I just started this up because I've been so busy doing other stuff, but I'm going to expand it. It just shows that my chickens hatching in my fodder house and, my fodder growing and my chickens running around. All my chickens are free range, by the way. That's the other big question people say. Are your chickens cage free? And I go, yeah, no, they're more than that. They're free range.
They're running all over the place every day. That's Cow as in C-O-W Creek, Cow Creek?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cow Creek Farms, right?
CalCreekFarms.com or Cow Creek Farms on Facebook, or you can call Country Joe at 386-345-0958. That's 386-345-0958. Country Joe, we're already out of time.
Oh, wow. That went quick.
It went so fast, but we're going to be back again next week, everybody. So we're going to have more information. We're going to get you really dialed in. We just wanted to give you a brief overview of our new segment on food independence to support you giving your pets and your family the best food ever. Dr. Mark, thank you so much today. And Country Joe, thank you so much for being on the show. It's really awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.